On today's Technobabble, live chat for your live stream.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week we talk all about using video and graphic design in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, by the way. So just leave your question or comment below the video if you're watching the video. If you're listening to the audio, just hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllenCliff. Or you can always just drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. So let's talk about live chat. There's a couple of things I want to talk about in reference to this. One is philosophical and the other's technical, but let's start with the technical. From a technical standpoint, basically to include a live chat with your live stream, if your live streaming provider doesn't have that already, it's really simply a matter of an embed code. Now, an embed code is just a bunch of lines of code. It'll look like gobbledygook if you're not familiar with it, but you copy that and then you paste it into your web page along with your live stream. Now, it'll look very similar to the embed code of your live stream. So if you've already got one, it shouldn't be that much more difficult to do the other. But if it's something that freaks you out, no problem. A lot of times you'll have a web developer in your congregation that can help you out. Or for something as easy as this, it wouldn't be all that expensive to have it done. So that's thing number one. Thing number two, you need to consider what technology you're going to use when it comes to your live chat. There's ICQ, there are hosted services, heck, you could even make Twitter and Facebook do something kind of like it if you really wanted to. Although I wouldn't recommend those, it is theoretically possible to do. So what I want to do is suggest some things to look for in a live chat, because even the paid services are measured in a couple of dollars a month. So they're very inexpensive compared to video. So that's it shouldn't be outside of your reach. And quite frankly, you'll probably find that there's a free solution that works just as well. But ideally, you would have the ability to log in. Now, if everything, all things being equal, if you also have the ability not only to log in, but to log in with Twitter or Facebook credentials as well, that's better, because people can choose a login and password if they want, or they can just use what they've got already, which is a little bit better, because it's easier to remember, oh, I logged in with Twitter. Or I log in with Facebook and then you just show up every time. So that's the first thing. The ability to moderate chat. We're going to talk about moderators here in just a second. But the ability to moderate chat is really, really important. So I would suggest that you have that as well. Thirdly is, it's really nice to have a profanity filter. Now, whether what that does, there are a few different ways of doing it. One of the fun ways is replacing profane words with silly words. So someone comes in and they're mad and they type all manner of filth and, you know, it gets replaced with bunny rabbits or daisies or something cute. That's always really fun. But it can really tip you off that someone might not need to be in the chat anymore if they come in with just profanity after profanity. Now, you might be thinking, and let's talk a little bit about this, why you would go through the trouble of having a live chat with your live stream. I mean, you've got live video, why do you need chatting? Well, in a congregation, if someone mishears something, they can lean over to the person next to them and say, "Now, what did the pastor say?" But if they're all by themselves in a coffee shop, or they're all by themselves at home, or what have you, maybe they're bedbound, maybe they're at home with a sick kid who's running around because while they're sick, they're not as sick as they claim to be. They can't do that. So with the chat, they could type in, "Hey, what did they say?" Now, keep in mind that chat is text, and text is flat. So you might hear, "Now, what did the pastor say?" when what they were actually asking is, "Huh, what did the pastor say?" Same exact words, but the emphasis is totally different. More than once, I've been misunderstood online because I said something that was funny, I thought, and people took it as being serious and mean-spirited. So text can be flat, but you need to keep that in mind. So how do you deal with these people that you're really giving a lot of power to? They're able to add content to your website. Now, it might be there only temporarily, but still, it's power nonetheless, and they are able to add it. I think that I would employ chat moderators. Now, I don't want you to think of a moderator as, "Well, I've got a teen that's bored during church, we'll have them be a moderator," unless that's someone who's particularly spiritually mature. You need someone who is able to be both friendly and welcoming and able to make hard decisions when the time comes. And that's kind of a rare combination. I think of it kind of like a family dog, right? Your dog is probably the most loyal animal that you've ever run into. Thinks you hung the moon. Just your dog just thinks the world of you. Until someone comes to the front door. When that someone comes to the front door, they spring into action, ready to defend you from the evil that is the U.S. Postal Service. Okay, so that's where the analogy breaks down, but you can see what I mean here is you need someone that's loving and caring, but isn't afraid to make hard decisions. So that's what a chat moderator is for. Because occasionally you'll have someone that shows up in your live chat that really, they're just a troll. They're just there to hate. You know, it doesn't matter what you say, they're just going to naysay. That is someone that needs to be dealt with. On the other hand, there are also people that may say very similar things that just don't understand. And once they're explained what's going on or met with genuine love and not what they expect to be met with, they might change their mind. And we've seen that happen in my church's live stream. So that's some of the things that I want you to consider with live chat and with the people that you have involved in the live chat, so that you can create a sense of community and in that way go out and change eternity. If you like this content, don't hesitate to sign up for my free email newsletter by going to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. There you can get a free church tech gift and a free subscription to my email newsletter. And I'd love for you to join me for my weekly updates about what's going on, things that you can't get anywhere else. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.